When you hear law enforcement, what do you picture? A police officer, a sheriff's deputy, maybe a highway patrol trooper, but probably not a prison guard. That is a problem for Wyoming's Department of Corrections Recruiting Division.
Right now, they're 20% short of guards system-wide. A lot of that shortage is due to recent growth in high-paying energy jobs. But corrections has struggled for many years with recruitment and retention in Wyoming and across the country. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
That jangling is the sound of cadets at Wyoming's Department of Corrections Training Academy practicing how they use handcuffs to move inmates in and out of state prisons. In a few weeks, this will be very real. But for now, everybody's pretty relaxed.
I'm going to get this all backwards, aren't I?
And make sure you don't do it too tight, okay?
These cadets are in high demand. There's 23 in this class, but there would need to be six times as many to fill all the open corrections positions in the state. New recruit Carlos Galan says he ended up here by chance, after his contract as a food service manager in Nebraska dried up.
I was out of a job. I had to start looking around for work.
Now, Galan says he has always wanted to work in law enforcement. He grew up in Southern California, and in the backseat during his parents' commute.
You saw the Highway Patrol Training Academy there, so that sparked my interest in getting into law enforcement.
Did you ever think, like, man, I want to be a corrections officer at a prison?
It never crossed my mind.
And that is the problem. The job starts at around $33,000 a year, has good benefits, doesn't require a college degree, and a 20-year retirement with a pension. But Lieutenant Aaron Blair, an instructor at the academy, says most of his cadets still don't see it as a career. He says part of that is because working in a prison can be tiring in a way few other jobs can.
You know, law enforcement on the street, they get far more interaction with the good part of society, where we know going in those gates every day, we're dealing with convicted felons. It can wear on a person, become very dark.
Blair says corrections officers do far more than babysit inmates these days. Cadets here will learn de-escalation tactics and a conversation technique called verbal judo, along with restraint training. But he says when potential recruits picture the job, they still see the infamous prison guard villain from the movie Cool Hand Luke.
The guy with the sunglasses, holding the shotgun, a knuckle dragger, I guess.
Blair says a big raise would help make corrections more competitive with other law enforcement jobs. Some states are offering bonuses to sweeten the deal, but those aren't in the cards for Wyoming. For now, the Department of Corrections is making do with voluntary overtime to fill the gaps. It says it isn't losing anything by running short. But some aren't so sure these issues won't have an effect.
When we suffer high turnover, that impacts the safety of the whole facility.
Leanne Birch is the president of the Association of State Correctional Administrators. She says relying on overtime, whether it's mandatory or just voluntary like in Wyoming, can burn officers out and put them at risk, while high turnover rates can make for an inexperienced staff. Birch says nationwide, pay raises would do a lot to deal with shortages, but she says state legislators often prioritize law enforcement that's closer to home.
People don't get to see the day-to-day work of a correctional officer. They're working behind the walls, behind the fences, and oftentimes the policymakers who are setting the compensation for correctional officers don't appreciate the difficult nature of their jobs.
We need to look at this as a public safety position every bit as much as we do police officers and firefighters.
David Fati is the president of the ACLU's Prison Project, which brings lawsuits challenging prison conditions across the country. He says high vacancy and turnover rates often correlate to more violent incidents. But he says corrections officers do more than break up fights.
They feed the prisoners, take them to the medical clinic, take them to the recreation yard. So if you don't have enough officers, every aspect of prison operation breaks down.
Becoming a corrections officer may not have been what Carlos Galan was planning on, but now he says he's proud of it.
It's not glamorous by any means, but it's a stable job. We're not going to be out of work anytime soon. You know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.